offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all we do, and that we open ourselves to know your presence in our lives and know that you are guiding us in all that we may do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we have an interesting set of readings. Sometimes I look at one reading and sometimes I look at another. And I may look at both of them for this particular day because they both have some profound things to say. The first reading this morning comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, and it's the first 8 verses of 1 Timothy chapter 2. And it's an interesting thing because obviously we have Paul writing to Timothy. Timothy is an early bishop. Obviously, he is, we could call him the next generation of bishops from Paul. So he is an early bishop. He is called to be a leader in the church. And through these two readings, or through the two letters, he writes 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, and we're looking at 1 Timothy. He basically explains to him how to be a bishop, and we know that he is very young because St. Paul says that. He says, do not let your youth intimidate you. That's done off the top of my head. I don't have the exact phrase in front of me. But we know that he was very young as a bishop. Now, remember, these are the early days of the church. St. Paul died in 56 AD. So we're talking somewhere in the vicinity of prior to 56 that he's writing to Timothy. He's helping him to live that leadership in the church. And so he's instructing him. And so you can actually take this as well as you're looking at the instructions to an early bishop. When we say, well, is Paul a bishop? Well, in a sense, yes. We understand that the bishops are the descendants through ordination. So they're the ordination descendants of the apostles. But we also understand Paul as an apostle. Now, he wasn't one of the original 12, but he was called by Christ, and he encountered Christ, obviously, on the road to Damascus. So he is listed as one of the apostles. He's not one of the original apostles, but he is considered an apostle. And so here, this apostle is actually speaking to the next generation, as I said, in Timothy. Well, he makes this interesting statement. He says, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, okay, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. Now, let's look at that. Now, this is only just a paragraph. But let's look at what he's saying, that all supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, okay, for kings and for all in authority. That means, by the way, he is asking for prayers for the Roman emperor. And how much love did the Roman emperor have for Christians, especially if we're talking Nero? Well, the answer is simple, none. Absolutely none. Now, two things you have to keep in mind is the Roman emperor was considered a god. Not originally, but eventually the Roman emperor was considered a god. So now we have Nero. Nero was not friendly to Christians. But the other thing to keep in mind, if we consider, you know, using Nero as an example, the other thing to keep in mind is despite that, that we're called to pray for the Roman emperor in authority. Now, just to show you how much Nero was not respected by the early Christians, even though we understand that St. Paul is calling us to pray for those people in authority. So that is always something we're called to do. Well, how much is he not respected? It is understood by scripture scholars that the number 666 refers to the Emperor Nero. Now, some people listening to this may disagree with us, but disagree with that. But that is, in fact, what many scripture scholars say. And the reason is because in ancient Rome, numbers and letters, of course, we know from Roman numerals that Their numerals were actually letters. As a matter of fact, just as a sidetrack and to show how this can play itself out, I do believe that Super Bowl 50 was 5-0 and not L, because people said they were concerned. 50, of course, is the Roman number, the Roman letter for the number 50. Did I do that right? No, let me. L is, of course, the Roman letter for the number 50. I got that right. Okay, here we go. And so people said that if you use L, then that's like the loser Super Bowl. If you think about it, literally people said that. So we can't use L. We have to find some other thing. And we can't use five X's. And so I think actually the 50th Super Bowl was actually a 5-0. But you can see that these letters had significance, even though they were numbers. And the same is true, as we can see in the book of Revelation. So the 666, many people understood to mean narrow. As a matter of fact, and I don't know how you write narrow in Roman letters, but I do believe that people said that, it, you know, the 666 would essentially spell out something that people said, oh, that's Nero, just as other letters and numbers would spell out other people's names. And they said they found graffiti like that. I love, you know, X. XIX or something like that, which would be someone's name, but it would also translate to a number. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can click on our website. You can go there and click on our parish website. You can send us feedback, send us prayer requests. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can join our Substack newsletter. You can read the blog. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And people do send me little notes every so often, and I greatly appreciate it. And what I do, if you ask me for a prayer request, what I've started to do is unless you specifically say it's okay to mention my name, but if you don't say that, I won't mention the name. But I'll go over to the parish and say, could you pray for this person, and could you pray for this person? I talk to the parish and I talk to others. So we do bring your prayer requests to the parish. So keep that in mind. And also, do keep in mind that, like I said, you can check out where the parish is. And by the way, if you want to visit us, we're having this Tuesday night discussion where it starts talking about St. Thomas Aquinas' treatise on happiness. And then oftentimes we end up discussing, using that as a jumping off point for some other issues that come up with the church. So that's clicking on where the parish is. And you can find all that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, here we are talking about this first reading. So St. Paul is talking to Timothy, and he's saying to pray for everyone, but also pray for those in authority. Why? The reason is that we may live and we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Sometimes we can get lost in what St. Paul calls us to do and miss the other side, miss the second half of the quote. So he calls us to pray for everyone in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Powerful things he's saying there. Now, just real quick, I want to go to the gospel. And notice something here. This is the gospel where Jesus recognizes the faith of the centurion, who basically says, you know, I want my servant healed, but don't trouble yourself. You don't, you know, I'm not even worthy to have you come in, come under my roof. So you just say the word. And he'll be healed. I just know that. Because you know what? I'm a centurion. And if I say, this is what I want done, it's done. So you are Jesus. And I know that you have this command and you can heal people. So just say for him to be healed and he'll be healed. And of course, Jesus recognizes this is powerful faith. Now, we have to understand what that means. Because you can turn around and say, well, you know, I've prayed to the Lord that I be healed, and I'm not. My mother was handicapped for most of the second half of her life. And obviously she wanted to be healed. But you know what? When the Lord doesn't heal one way, he does other things. And by that I mean, he used her to become a sign of power and strength, and he certainly did. And so we learned a lot from my handicapped mother, who, by the way, despite her handicap, she ended up being paralyzed from neck down. She had what was known as cervical spondylosis, so it was a nerve degenerative disorder. Apparently, it's caused by a form of arthritis that basically cuts off the spinal cord. So she kept losing more and more of everything below the neck. She could still use her right hand right up until the very end. And she made that very clear. I am not quadriplegic. I can use my right hand. She couldn't use her arm, but she could use her right hand. And she taught us so many things of her stamina in dealing with this absolutely devastating disease. And she kept her faith and she asked the Lord to always be with her, even though she would pray to be healed and it didn't happen. So he healed her in many other ways. And then this is what's important. He used her in so many ways. And in a sense, I'm using her experience for you at the same time. So understand that there is power in our prayers, even though we may not receive the answer that we expect. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.